the problem for Japan, though, it goes deeper than policies. I mean, you've got demographic issues. So I don't think no matter what you do, until the demographics sort itself out, that's going to be a problem situation. But you are right. They should have put in a lot more policies in order to weaken the yen and start trying to stimulate some of the economy.
And Lyndon, I mean, a weak yen would only have a positive impact for a shortish time. The thing is, though, you know, is the ball now back in Abe's court? Because there seem to be limits as to what Bank of Japan Governor Hirohiko Kuroda can do.
Yeah, definitely back in Abe's court. Abenomics clearly hasn't worked the way that he wanted to. He needs to revise what he had. He's got to, as I said, from my point of view, though, it's going to be very difficult because when you've got demographics to what Japan have and you don't allow so many foreigners to come in, or it's a struggle for foreigners to go into that country, so you're not bringing in young talent and you've got an aging population, there's a big problem there. And that's actually ultimately what comes down to.
So structural changes too. I mean, and what about on the corporate side too? Do they need to kind of make massive reforms where corporate Japan is concerned?
Yeah, again, corporate Japan, it's kind of being relatively stable in certain areas. So, you know, they're not too bad. But I think the problem with Japan is it's very internal looking, and until it starts looking externally and starts developing growth that way, as I said, with an aging population and the fact that you don't have the new generation coming through to take over the spending, they're always going to be running in issues.
And Richard, very briefly, what do you expect out of this week then in Japan? Are we kind of just looking for something positive to come out of Abe?
Well, the bank's got a boost out of the lack of further interest rate declines, so that was positive. But yeah, I think outside of that, you will be looking at Abe to give you some sort of guidance, yes.
We are now in the dog days of summer. The thing is, is this an opportunity for you to be making money now?
Yeah, I mean, volatility tends to increase, so if you pick it the right way, then you've got good money that you can be made.
Who are you going to trade with?
Pardon?
Who are you going to be trading with?
That's what you got to find. yeah, that's the issue. I mean, losing the humour a bit, the fact is there is a lot less volume going on. It is the dog days of summer, as you said, not much is going on. So there is wild swings. So if you want, you can, or if you can try and get it right, you can make money for sure.
Yeah, we're focused a little bit on these the PMI figures that we're going to get in a short while from China, the official number and then the Caixin private survey. What is your sense? I mean, the estimate that we have is that we may see a reading right on 50, which is kind of the dividing line between expansion and contraction. I mean, and that would obviously lay open the possibility that down the road, the Chinese government's going to have to throw more stimulus at the situation. How do you see this?
If it is 50, at least it continues to sign that it is improving things in China. So maybe the stimulus won't be as strong as needed. I actually think you'll look at the official one that will be the official one might be slightly above 50, and then the Caixin one might be a bit below. So you always know we always get the discrepancies between the two. But I think there is still issues in China, certainly on the manufacturing side, and they need to work out where they want to go with that. The services side seems to be fine, though, so I think that's going to be where they continue to focus on.
Well, absolutely. I mean, when you look at that from a stock perspective, I guess you look at old China and new China, don't you? And yeah, they have performed in wildly different directions.
And it's exactly what China's wanted. I think China made it pretty open a couple of years ago that they wanted to focus on high-end manufacturing and the services sector. That meant there's going to be pain in the lower end of the manufacturing sector, and we're seeing that come through. The issue is, how do you play steel companies? How do you play coal companies? Those guys, you know, still remain under pressure. But outside of that, I think, you know, there is signs that China is bottoming out.
So how does the currency come into all of this? Because now with the GDP report that we had here in the States, the Fed seems to be on the sidelines for the foreseeable future, so maybe sometime into 2017. This is going to take a lot of pressure off the PBOC to devalue the yuan. As a matter of fact, the fixing the last couple of sessions has been actually a little stronger. Right now, offshore, we're trading 6.6322. So do you think that we're going to see a stable Chinese currency for a while?
I think that a lot depends on the other currencies in the region. So the fact the yen's strengthening, that helps China a lot. The other currencies being stable, that also helps China. But I think you're going to see that they're going to take their focus more off what's happening with the other currencies in the region. If you start seeing another round of weakening with the currencies, you'll see China probably trying to fix down again.
Well, let's just take a look at what else is going on this week. And it is the Bank of England. That's Europe is probably focused. No ECB meeting, of course, this time around. But the thing is, a lot of pressure on Mark Carney to do something about interest rates, and that we are indeed predicting a 25 basis point cut. Again, though, we don't know really what's going to happen with Brexit, and that's the issue.
Exactly. And what's interesting is straight after Brexit, you actually saw there's a lot of, I wouldn't say skepticism, but there was a lot of worries. There was a lot of anxiety. About 3-4 weeks later, it seemed all those anxieties had disappeared and people were just returning back to normal. Yeah. Business was returning to normal. So you'll probably get the 25 basis point cut, but I think the indications will be that it's going to be quite stable, actually.
Very quickly, Nitin, I mean, is there an equity market around the globe that you favor right now?
I've been preaching it for a while, and I still remain the frontier markets, and I'm still a big fan of Vietnam. You look at how that's breaking out, actually, and it's breaking out in a big way. I think you're starting to see that come through.